that's where you're hearing some of the weird time signatures, songs like Euphoria on that record, which I didn't include.
I'm not sure why you say unusual time signatures. I'm an international folk dancer, so I'm used to dancing to Balkan tunes, so
there
it's nothing to have, you know, a 9/13th time signature, you know, just crazy stuff that you can't even imagine. And since I did live in Africa, I'm used to all kinds of rhythms. As a matter of fact, just last month, I was in the Congo.
Wow.
Dancing with them to their music and such. So, you know, what's unusual for the USA?
Right. It wouldn't be alternative for you, exactly. But it's fair to say that the majority of Americans aren't international folk dancers or, you know.
It's their loss. It's their loss.
Exactly. And we believe the same thing. That's why we made this record the way we did. And exactly. Like, I love songs derivative of 3/4 instead of a straight 4/4, songs in 6/8. Or, you know, these African time signatures, dun, tikka, tikka, gun, ka-gun, ta-gun, tikka, kikka, gun, ta-gun, you know. And songs like Euphoria, which start out in a 3/4, but when the drums kick in, it's a stomp folk type of four-on-the-floor rhythm. And for a minute, you're saying, well, wait a minute, where's the one? Where am I? What's going on? But again, like I was saying before, that to be able to use music as the first metaphor to point to the message of the song is a really powerful thing, and I'm very interested in that. And Euphoria is about losing one's center in a powerful relationship, and a relationship kind of going wrong at times because of that loss. And so the music is the real indicator of that, and I love that about music.